see.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
Is it Round Axe?
Yep.
Well, a Round Axe wouldn't, like, be much use.
Oh my god.
That being said, halberds are round. They're just half of a circle.
Are you here, Matt? Save me.
I can come over there and whisper puns all the time.
Matt, you're abandoning me.
I mean, a halberd's not really much of an axe as it is a polearm.
Well, yeah. But it's a half-circle axe head still.
It's a choppy thing.
Hello, Matt.
Hello. I am here.
He wants you to save us from puns.
I can't.
Naginata, but those
I will sometimes axes. Perpetuate puns.
It wasn't even puns. It was just talking about axes.
I can also perpetuate axe talk. Hello, welcome to Axe Talk.
My new show.
You're not invited, Axe.
As long as it's not about the body spray.
It's about all kinds of axes.
The website I want you to check out is called coldsteel.com.
Oh man, I watched all of the videos once.
All the YouTube
I'm sure they have put up new ones that you haven't watched yet.
Maybe, yeah. They had a lot of weapons when I watched it back in 2012.
That's www.redneckpropertydestruction.com. After a long legal battle with the Monster Truck Federation.
Does loser.com still go to Donald Trump's wiki page?
If it doesn't, then the guy probably got paid off.
Yep. Solved that mystery immediately.
Did he get paid off?
No, loser.com does go to Donald Trump's wiki page.
Good to see there's still ethics around.
Exactly.
Journalistic integrity.
Let's see. Oh man, I don't think anyone bought DonaldTrump.sucks. No, wait.
Dot sucks?
Wait, there we go. Yeah, it's going somewhere. There we go, yeah.
Where's it go?
Someone made a custom Donald Trump sucks page. Oh, wait, no.
Sucks was a valid extension.
There's a lot of valid extensions. You know that dot horse is a valid top-level domain now?
Sick.
I believe it.
Oh, yeah, didn't they recently expand it a lot?
Yeah.
Because we now have the ability to interpret things.
Well, I mean, now we can apparently do it up to 4 letters.
5, if a horse is to be believed.
Yeah. Also sucks.
Oh, I thought you were going with S-U-X.
No, dot S-U-C-K-S.
Is there no limit to the bounds of human ingenuity?
I know that my favorite one is I think my favorite site with some of the new top level domains. Jeff Gerstmann bought a custom domain for his blog that is just jeff.zone.
I had a dream.
One second.
Where Jeff Gerstmann was in my dream for some reason.
Also, this showed up. Let me see if I can type it in right.
I'm surprised that Donald hasn't bought more of these domains, considering things like Verizon sucks, I hate Verizon.com. Those tend to all be bought up by Verizon kind of things.
Donald Trump is not a smart man.
Well, true.
Also, I don't know what this website is. It was mentioned in an Adam and Bim Bam.
Part of the problem is that Donald Trump's been around a long time, and there's a lot of people who hated him even before the internet.
Gotcha.
So it's hard for him to have known or had tech savvy enough people to be on top of it.
Yeah.
Although if that was added with the new thing, you would think they would have been on top of that. If that was added with the expansion.
No, Charbly. You alright there?
Hmm?
Charlie was out of the call for a second.
Ooh! Gambit has been removed from the Marvel lineup. It was set to come out in October.
Which Marvel is this?
Marvel, like, superheroes.
Like the Marvel Cinematic lineup?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that makes... Yeah, because he's owned by surprised. Sony.
All it turns out no one wants to listen to a bad Cajun accent for 2 hours.
Also that,
I mean,
but he's also...
I would listen to a good Cajun accent for 2 hours.
Tell you about Gambit, Charlie.
Oh, well, who the fuck has a problem with Gambit? There's always more gators in the bayou.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is the nutshell, huh?
Oh no, they haven't been removed. They've just got different release dates now.
I mean, I heard like Deadpool prominently features Colossus.
It does.
Yeah, but I like Colossus. Gambit is just like a shitty riverboat gambler with a staff.
No, he's so much cooler in the comics. Cards.
Exactly, like there's no reason for him to use playing cards except for the stereotype of riverboat gamblers in Cajun territories.
Cool.
Don't you want to gamble on a boat?
I love Gambit.
You'll be able to tap into the cultural zeitgeist that continues strongly to this day due to the music video for Karma Chameleon.
Yeah, Gambit's fine. At least he's not Jubilee.
There's nothing wrong with Jubilee.
Jubilee's in the new X-Men movie.
Jubilee's turned into a vampire for a while.
That isn't a plus in my categories.
Is that the solution?
Jubilee
well,
is
so 80s that the only thing we could do was turn her into a vampire.
Well,
she
lost
the
her powers during, you know, during the aftermath of, you know, during the No More Mutants thing. And then, but she still hang out with the X-Men because, you know, they were cool. And then she got, like, bit by Dracula and became a vampire. And
sure.
Literally Dracula, by the way.
Sure.
I don't know if there is literally any worse way to reboot a character.
She's an inline skater.
Apparently, Avengers Infinity War, which will have the Russo brothers, the one of the few good directors for Marvel Cinematic Movies anymore, is going to have 68 characters featured in it.
That's a lot of characters.
Jubilee's bad at math.
I mean, it makes sense, because in any given, like, major Marvel storyline, there's, like, hundreds of people who actually have, like, their own comics, even.
Jubilee is canonically bad at math.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was
Jubilee's also a really good East Asian character.
I thought there were going to be too many characters in Star Wars because there were going to be like 10.
Yeah.
And that was pushing the limit, I think, of effective character development.
I think what it is, they're just going to be in there. They may not all get, you know,
yeah,
major screen time.
And here's 3 seconds for the guy who loves Multiple Man.
Yeah.
I like Multiple Man.
Where's my Booster Gold Blue Beetle movie?
Booster
I mean,
Gold.
Howard the Duck was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, he was.
Charlie, by the time the Justice League movie comes out, there will be a cameo with Booster Gold.
I hope so.
Assuming that the comic empire doesn't collapse by then.
Booster Gold's cool shit.
Yes,
wait,
but he is also
mean?
The embodiment of the
You
Beast
mean like
hero.
Like the movies and their relative success?
Yes.
Or the actual... Okay.
Yeah, we're hitting peak comic right now. Within 5 years, I think we're going to see a massive crash. The market was tight enough with Marvel doing everything. Once DC starts their, you know, next...
wave.
2 dozen movies.
Yeah, I think that's why for a couple of years we've been seeing Marvel do comic book movies that are very not traditional comic book movies.
Yeah, they're trying to save the genre before it collapses.
Yeah, they know they gotta pace themselves because everyone's getting kind of burned out. Like, Ant-Man was actually a pretty good movie, but I don't think anybody saw.
Heard.
I don't think anybody saw it. Like, I saw it on Netflix, and it's like, oh, it's actually kind of like a heist movie. That's a lot
so
more
it's actually
interesting.
On Netflix already?
My parents got it on disc. I don't know if it's on streaming.
Oh, I see what you mean. I forget there's non-streaming Netflix still.
Yeah, me too.
So, Donald Trump tweeted a quote from Mussolini.
Cool.
Honestly, that's not even that bad.
That's, yeah.
I know.
I mean, he already said he could shoot somebody and not lose voters, so whatever.
He's like the one character from Mobile Suit Gundam who, when, you know, gets compared directly to Angela, going, says, oh, gee, thanks.
Like,
well, they said Mussolini made the trains run on time. It was a terrible lie, but it's what they said.
To be fair, Mussolini was the least worst of that trifecta.
Yeah.
Trump has a lot of problems, but saying a quote that is fine out of context, that is attributed to Mussolini.
Yeah.
Well, so, never really mentioned that the Allies assaulted Italy first.
Mm-hmm. Well, Italy also... Greece. Also, Italy as soon as Sicily invaded, Italy immediately defected to the Allies.
Yeah.
Like...
Huh. Apparently, over the past 5 years, Japan has lost 1 million people overall in population, just in population decline.
Yeah.
And that's just really astounding for them. It's the first decrease they've ever had since the 1920s began it.
I thought that had been going on longer.
It's been going on for a while.
They've been at negative growth rate for a while.
Yeah, but in the past 5 years, it's contemplated is so not an English word. It's become 1 million total, and they're making a note of it.
Oh, you know how bad things got? In 2009, America went to a, not counting immigration, we went to a positive growth rate again. That's how bad everything is right now.
Well, it's especially bad in Japan because no one having families, because you live in the country and are a hick and have a family, or you live in the city and you don't have a family because it's goddamn too expensive.
Yeah,
I mean, the biggest sign of prosperity is usually a negative growth rate. That's one of the big socio indicators.
I trust you on that. You have a degree that covers kind of that stuff.
Yeah, but doesn't that eventually, it's like deflation? Or you only want...
I say, smart countries make up for that by inviting the best of other countries throughout the world, rather than trying to force their own population to grow. Well, you get pre-trained, effective people.
What country is it that has that has a day that is just dedicated to sex? Is it South Korea?
Probably.
There's a handful that they're doing like fertility rights essentially in all sorts of countries that are declining. Eastern Europe, Russia. What were you saying, Charlie?
I forget.
So Aaron Carter of music fame of the very late 90s is apparently someone again because he's endorsing Trump, and that's a thing that got him on Facebook's trending.
This is what happens when you dunk on Shaq.
I'm endorsed by irrelevant people every day.
The best Facebook thing I ever got was the thing from Kanye West the other day.
Holy shit!
Like Kanye West is $58 million in debt and is asking Mark Zuckerberg to invest $1 billion in Kanye West ideas.
Do you know people already raised like $10,000 for him on a GoFundMe?
Eh.
Cool. Only $57 million in change to go.
I know, right? Wait, apparently,
he, as like a person, end up $58 million in debt?
Did he do like an MC Hammer thing? Is.
Who loaned him that much money?
Somehow, Matt, that answered the question perfectly.
Okay. What, also, did he do an MC Hammer thing?
Yes.
Also, he's going to name his next album TurboGrafx 16. After TurboGrafx 16. And it's been recently going on loud tirades about video games and also the movie Pixel, not Pixels.
Did you guys see the trailer for Kanye West's video game?
No, but I heard Giant Bomb talking about it.
I can't remember what site I saw it on, but it was... I feel bad saying it was funny because it's like... I think he made it as like a memorial to his mom. And so it's like about her ascending to heaven, but like you watch the trailer and it's like, okay, this game looks kind of pretty. I have no idea what it's about. And when the trailer was done at his show, there was some applause, and then he got mad because there wasn't enough applause.
What game?
Kanye West, the video game.
Yeah, it's not called I can't remember what it's named after one of his songs, but the subtitle is the video game.
Yeah, no, I've never even heard of it.
Well, of course he got mad. People weren't appreciating that he was doing his Kanye best.
I made that joke after I heard it.
I'm sure you did. So did everybody.
At two, James. At two.
Are you surprised?
And I've seen, somebody took that to its ultimate extreme. By Kanye West wearing his Kanye vest to do his Kanye best, to take a Kanye rest at his Kanye nest.
Yeah, that started happening like 2 years ago, I think.
I don't know. It probably started happening whenever Kanye West got popular.
Kanye West has always kind of, he's been popular for a while. Mostly because he just said like what's ever on his mind, despite what the, you know, current social situation dictates.
In order to adapt to a high success background, he emits a musk that smells similar to success. Everyone got their dice or dice rollers, the character sheets open.
I'm working on my other character sheet.
Dice and dice and dice. I still have so many drama dice.
Maybe save the drama for Obama. Hiding.
Oh my god, people are seeing a Disney movie about a fox and a rabbit working together and realizing that it might have morals that relate to racial bias. Almost like every Disney movie has some sort of moral message in it.
I asked him, who's the guy who told all the fables that has an A name?
Aesop.
Aesop.
Aesop. You know, what you did is really messed up. Imagine you were a fox and you did that to me and I was a goose. Does that make it any more clear?
Once upon a time, there was a kid who didn't listen to his parents, and then he fucking died.
I love the episode of the original Star Trek series, where they have the alien race, where like half people wear black clothes, and the other half wear white clothes.
No, it was half their face are black, half are white. Yeah. And the different factions have it on different sides.
Yeah, but then something happened where they couldn't tell the difference anymore, and it was like the most ham-fisted racial parable that
no, that didn't happen. They basically had a fight since they arrived at the planet and realized both races had destroyed each other, and then had a fight all the way to the teleporter where they got beamed onto their planet and died from radiation.
They did a similarly ham-fisted thing in Enterprise where there was some planet that both sides were at a jihad, and then like I remember the captain, I don't know, Scott Bakula, I can't remember what the captain's name was. That's the actor who played him. He ends up disabling their ships, and then he like takes them to their planet and says like the population's been decimated. What have you been fighting about? It's like they say the creator made the world in 7 days and we say 6. It's like fucking really.
I like my theory that after a certain point in the series, Riker was canonically half as dense.
Oh, right, because there's a duplicate Riker.
No, yeah. I think Kirk was the one who wound up half as dense, wasn't he?
No, yeah, he got all separated cloned. Into, like, his, like, ambitious, and but, like, his ambitious, but, like, somewhat immoral side, and his, like, meek, but well-meaning side. His yin and his yang got separated.
I just wonder it was Riker, Kevin, because there was William Riker and Thomas Riker.
Well, it also happened to Kirk.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah. I don't remember how Thomas came about.
I think that's what happened. It was a teleporter miss thing.
Oh, it like, was. I don't remember if it was characterized as his matter being split, though.
What it was, if I remember correctly, was they were beaming the information back up to the Enterprise, and some cloud bounced half the signal back down to the planet.
Did you know that Data has in him two tiny replicators that produces creator semen?
I didn't. I just remember the episode where he creates a daughter who is named Lol.
Yeah. Turns out that they couldn't have predicted it.
You remember the thing where he gets possessed by people who live in an Aztec mask? That they found in a... It begins turning the Enterprise into an Aztec space temple.
No.
Whoever came up with the acronym for
this is starting
LOL.
To get like JoJo's for me. Like, I can't tell whether people are taking the piss or not.
No, that happens.
Sometimes you can't tell if Star Trek's taking the piss.
I know there's only one episode of Star Trek that's, like, officially canonized. That's the one episode of Voyager where they begin devolving into, like, lizard people.
My pappy weren't no ape, but his pappy were. And his great-grandpappy were plasma.
What?
I'm a young Earth evolutionist.
Oh, man, it wasn't Scott Baio, it was Scott Bakula.
That's what I said.
No, yeah, he said okay. Scott Bakula.
Okay, but, yeah, Archer, no one's favorite captain.
Also, my favorite thing about Enterprise, and I've said it a couple of times, is that in the theme song to Enterprise, they show the space shuttle Enterprise, along with a bunch of other ships called Enterprise, and I just like to point out, the space shuttle Enterprise is supposed to be called the space shuttle Constitution, but Star Trek fans voted for it to be called Enterprise. So by putting that in the opening, along with all the other Enterprise ships, you have now made Star Trek canon to Star Trek.
Sweet.
Star Trek the TV show exists within the canon of Star Trek the TV show.
Well, everybody has their Kirk figures.
Oh, I mean, they could have also been talking about the Enterprise, the aircraft carrier.
No, they show the space shuttle being rolled out.
So we learned something.
Also, this is the episode I was talking about.
We learned something that Kevin knew already, that the principles of free enterprise trump the Constitution.
So apparently, Vice President Biden had to apologize to Mexico.
What did he do to Mexico?
He didn't do anything. Mexico felt threatened because of GOP ramblings.
You mean Trump?
Yes.
We're going to build, to be fair, build not, the wall.
To be fair, none of them have been great.
No. But specific, it's very heavily handed that he's apologizing for Trump.
Of course we sent Biden. Biden's used to apologizing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Crazy Uncle Joe is a more skilled politician than people give him credit for, but he's maybe the most gaffe-prone man in Washington.
Yeah, that I linked the episode I was talking about, where Data gets a weird mask and becomes possessed by an entire civilization.
Alright. So I have what they need to do this
thing. Oh, and then there was the one where...
I've had it up for, like, half an hour.
Dr. Crusher, mom...
Sorry this keeps happening.
Dr. Crusher, just let me say this. Dr. Crusher gets seduced by a ghost in a candle.
Sure.
Okay, guys. Is everyone hyped for 7C?
Yeah.
Always.
Let's get hype! Okay.
Yeah, hype.
What did you want me to like scream
Kappa.
Into my microphone?
Frank or
you
Z.
Weren't going to. All right. Do you have the recording up?
I've been recording forever.
I bet you regret it now.
No. before the Illuminati came in and took out all of the key parts of hyperdimensional theory.
Wow. I don't even know where you were going with that.
I've been reading a book that just keeps going to weirder and weirder places, and I finally stopped because it stopped being interesting and how weird it was.
Was it a fiction or nonfiction?
Yes. It's called Zark Mission, The Secret History of NASA.
Oh no.
Okay, I'm in.
And it starts by talking about how Buzz Aldrin the Apollo 11 landed in a particular place that was 19.5 degrees off of the constellation of Isis so that Buzz Aldrin could perform a ritual during their radio silence.
All right, I'm buckled in. The engine's revving.
Well, I mean, Buzz Aldrin was an Oni.
And the lizard man. I've seen it myself.
No, just an Oni.
Anyway, yes. So I digress a lot.